The benefits of drinking clove water at night. Let's talk about this. Cloves at one time were worth more than gold. This is what they look like. You can see it in this little jar right here. They're these little tiny structures. A lot of people might have had these in like ham, and they're sold as a spice, and you have them already. You just need to know how to use them and what they're good for. They were so valuable, they were exchanging them with gold. Amazing. They've been used in China for over 2,000 years for certain medicines. They were also used in the Black Plague, when you might have seen pictures of those people with those long masks, and they'd be basically burning certain herbs, and would breathe in the vapors. Well, one of the spices they used was clove because of its antiviral and antibacterial properties. Also, in early dentistry, before they had certain medications that numbed the tooth problem, they use clove oil. I mean, in fact, even with minor surgeries, they use clove oil because of its analgesic effect. Very similar to the synthetic lidocaine that certain dentists use. So it's a topical, and you can put it externally on your skin. You can also put it on your gums. You could put it directly on the tooth if there's a cavity and the nerve is exposed. It will help numb that nerve. Now, the cool thing about this is there's virtually no side effects. It has antibacterial, antifungal, anti-candida, antiviral properties. In addition to numbing the tooth or numbing pain, it can also go after the microbes that are growing there, whether it's a fungal, candida, bacteria, or even virus. And where I found this information was in certain patents on using the oil of clove for various things, helping increase the bile flow, as well as increasing digestive enzymes. They patented a mouthwash, toothpaste, as well as a gingivitis treatment. So it works on everything oral. And then I started looking at medications and what medications that they can, you know, compare to in a similar effectiveness or even work better. So in this first study, they compared clove oil to something called benzocaine, which is a pain reliever that dentists use to numb the teeth. And this was in the Journal of Dentistry. They found that this oil from clove worked faster, it was longer lasting, and more effective for toothaches as well as tooth infections because it also had this antimicrobial effect as well. In another study, they compared eugenol to hydrocortisone, and they found the effectiveness was equal or greater in reducing swelling and redness of the skin. And this study was in one of the inflammatory research journals. The next study I looked at was on fungal infections like toenail fungus, athlete's foot, and they compared tea tree oil to clove oil. And clove oil killed candida and fungus faster. Then there was a comparison between clove oil and lidocaine. And in that study, clove oil had longer lasting effects for numbing. And that was in the Journal of Pain Research. So now let's get into how you can use this, because you already have this in your pantry. You just need to know how to use it and what conditions you can use this on. And I'm going to give you a couple different recipes that you can make this in a salve and liquid that you can drink before bed. But let's first talk about the conditions that it's good for. Now, of course, I already mentioned it's great for anything with teeth pain or biofilms like plaquing, things like that. And of course, you can even just take one of these cloves and then just suck on it. Or you can just take the oil from it and with a little cotton swab and dab it on the tooth and the gum around the tooth. But if you have a cavity, you want to actually put it right into that cavity directly. Another application is for muscle pain, okay, as well as joint pain. You're going to basically just take a couple drops, put it in a little olive oil or coconut oil, and rub it into the muscle or joint. You can also mix a couple drops in Epsom salts and water, all dissolved nicely, and rub that into the muscle as well. Because the Epsom salts is the magnesium that can also help the muscles. Some people use it as a lip balm, and you can put this on like a cold sore, which is herpes simplex. You'd have to mix a couple drops with either beeswax or coconut oil, and just rub it into the lip. Remember, it's antiviral as well, and herpes simplex is a virus. With the mosquito repellent, you would put a couple drops in a little spray bottle, and you would spray that on your body. I actually use this on my cattle in the summer with all of these flies, not mosquitoes, and it works like a charm, but it's non-toxic. All right, now the following things I'm going to talk about are using clove water, which I'll explain how to prepare that. And I would drink this before bed. It seems to work really good because they help relax you and they can help you drift off into wonderful sleep as well. So might as well take it before you go to bed. It's not a necessity, but it can definitely help. So the first thing it does is it helps to detoxify the liver. So it's going to stimulate some of the enzymes to help break things down in the liver. It's going to help you with digestion. So if you have bloating, indigestion, gas, consume some of this clove water. Maybe you do this after a meal when you're bloating, and it can help reduce the bloating. Another very potent effect of this clove water is to use it for respiratory problems like bronchitis, mucus in the lungs, a cold, a cough, asthma. You can consider it as like a natural antibiotic, but without the side effects. Some people also use it for cognitive improvements, to improve the memory, concentration, the focus. But this clove water also works with heart stuff, so it can actually support a healthy heart as well. Especially when you get into blood circulation, anything related to circulation, clove water is awesome. It also has immune properties, so it can help support a healthy immune system because it's antimicrobial. Some people even use it as a mouthwash to help freshen their breath. And I've already talked about the great benefits for biofilms and breaking down plaque. And then, of course, the last one, which I kind of already mentioned, was using this as a sleep aid because it's a natural sedative without the negative effects. It does not have side effects like sleeping medication does. And there's also some tryptophan in there that will actually increase serotonin and help you increase melatonin. So how do you make clove water? What you do is you take about 4 or 5 of these little cloves, okay? Put them in a cup of water and bring it to a boil and then take it off boiling so it's simmering for 5 minutes. Now, make sure that you cover it while it's simmering because you don't want to have all these vapors escape. A lot of the remedy is in the vapors that are coming off this thing that are supposed to go back into the water. After 5 minutes, let it cool for 1 hour. What I like to do is put it back in the fridge. And then what you want to do is consume it 30 minutes before you go to bed. Now, if you're using it for children, it might be a little bitter. So you might want to add a little bit of honey to it, maybe a half a teaspoon, dissolve raw honey into it, and then have them drink it. It's actually pretty delicious with honey, or I think it's good without it. If you want to make this into a cream, just put a couple drops into some coconut oil or olive oil and use that. And also if you have like some type of wound that you want to increase the healing, I would use aloe, put a couple drops of aloe and put that over the wound so you can speed up healing, and it can also act as an antiseptic. Now, if you haven't seen my other video on clove, I think you'll really enjoy it. I put it up right here. Check it out.